Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
We've been hearing a lot about Don Shula, and Mike Ditka was on the other side of the field a few times against Coach Shula. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah. How well did you know Coach Shula, Mike?
I knew him well. He was a fantastic man, and what a credit to the game, and what a credit to life, really. He was special. I mean, to do what they did with the Dolphins back then was pretty special, but he was just a good guy. I mean, he was a great coach, but he was a great guy and a good friend.
You know, the word is that Don Shula was even more intense than you. Is that possible?
Well, I don't know where you got it. I'm not intense. I mean, I'm the easiest going guy I know. I think a lot of coaches are able to hide it a little bit, and I wasn't able to hide it, but if you're in a coaching business and you're coaching in the National Football League, your job's on the line every year, you better be intense.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Do you have a memorable experience coaching against Don Shula, Mike?
Yeah. We lost one game.
Yeah, That was it.
We lost one game. And they beat us. It wasn't a fluke. And he outcoached us. I mean, he really he had the right game plan offensively and defensively for us, and they beat us. But I think the one thing about that loss, though, kind of refocused us. We refocused as a team, and then we were on a red table, ended up winning the championship.
Mike, were you disappointed that you didn't face Shula and the Dolphins in the Super Bowl?
I don't know that at that time that I was or wasn't. We wouldn't mind playing them again, not at all. But our guys didn't care who they played. We had a great group of guys, really. Me, I wasn't smart enough to know who the hell we were playing.
Mike, how are you doing in the quarantine? Are you in Florida?
No, I'm back in Chicago. I got back about 5 days ago. I'll be back here alone, and I don't do anything. I do what everybody else does. I'm watching an old tennis match right now. I mean, that's what I do. I watch TV. I get up. I go to the store. I don't even go to the store anymore. There's nothing to do. And then again, age is a part of it, too. When you get older, you don't feel like doing a lot of that stuff.
Well, you can golf. The golf courses are open around here.
No, well, not all of them now.
Yeah.
So I agree with you, but actually today's not the best day in the world to golf.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a little chilly for a while here. When was the last time that you talked to Don Shula or saw him?
Oh, it's been about it's probably been about 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a function with him, but. You know, he's 90 years old. You know, we're not promised a lot of things in life, but you get 90 years out of your life. You're very fortunate. And he had a great 90 years, great family. And, just his contributions to the game and the sport are phenomenal, really, as much as anybody. That's about the greatest love and respect for God.
As Dave Ennett mentioned, Don Shula head coached against a man who was an NFL head coach in 1920, the league's first season, and also against someone who is still an NFL head coach today. He was 5-4 head-to-head against George Halas and 2-0 versus Bill Belichick. How about that? Not bad, huh?
That's pretty good. That's a couple of the real good ones.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mike, good catching up with you. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us talking about Don Shula. Stay healthy, will you?
God bless you. Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's Mike Ditka there. Dave, he's 80 years old now, and he's finally slowing down a little bit, isn't he? But he's still got that sense of humor. Oh, me? I'm an easygoing guy.
Yeah, intense?
No,
who's
not
intense?
Him. No, not him. Wow. Yeah, well, I guess they had a pretty good relationship, very close, in spite of the fact that, as Mike Ditka said, he's the guy that beat him that season.
Well, you know, kept the Bears from going undefeated. And like Mike said, maybe if they don't lose that game, maybe they lose another one somewhere. But kept them from going undefeated. And the Dolphins, of course, protected their perfect record, which almost fell. The Patriots had a chance to match them and actually win one more game, mm-hmm. go 18-0 before they lost in the Super Bowl in 17.
And so, do I have this right? The only undefeated season in NFL history, Don Shula's Dolphins, right?
In the Super Bowl era, the 1972 Dolphins went 17-0, and then it was 07. The Patriots were 17-0 going into the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, they were 18-0, and they finished 18-1.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, there were a couple of Bears teams that went unbeaten in the pre-Super Bowl era, but to go 17-0,
yeah.
And you know, here's the amazing thing, Bob. He coached for 33 years. He had two losing seasons. He had 400-500 seasons and two losing seasons.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he was especially the king of Miami.